USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is suspending his presidential campaign, making the announcement in a video posted on X. DeSantis says he is now endorsing former President Donald Trump in the race.
It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump, such as on the coronavirus pandemic and his elevation of Anthony Fauci. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear.
President Biden is continuing to blame Congress and not his policies regarding the ongoing border crisis. During an annual winter conference for U.S. mayors at the White House, the administration faces pressure to send more federal resources.
Over and over, I've asked for resources to step up action at the border. In October, I asked Congress to fund for funding that would add another 2,000 additional border agents and officers, hundreds of new immigration judges to make the judgments on the spot, a new detection equipment to stop fentanyl from coming into the country.
The Biden administration is forgiving nearly $5 billion in student debt for around 74,000 Americans. The White House saying more than half of the borrowers eligible for the debt relief are teachers, nurses, firefighters, and others who worked in public sector jobs for more than a decade. It's the latest rounds of debt cancellation since the Supreme Court struck down President Biden's sweeping student loan forgiveness program. Israel has discovered an underground camp that at one point held around 20 hostages. It was found at the end of a kilometer-long booby-trapped tunnel in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military describing the holding area as having five narrow rooms. This is USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The New Hampshire primary is days away, so candidates are pushing for last-minute votes. While President Biden is not even on the ballot, Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips from Minnesota shares why he thinks he should win and why he got into the election on Fox News.
70% of our country does not want a Biden-Trump rematch. So why are not more Democrats running for president? That's why I'm here.
President Biden is facing historically low approval numbers. The administration is holding out hope that a peace agreement can be reached in the Middle East. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
President Biden still believes there can be a solution between Israel and Palestine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that Biden made those comments to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, but they do not want the president using a certain phrase.
You know, when you use the phrase river to the sea, it speaks basically to the mantra of Hamas and in their manifesto, where they basically describe the geographic bounds of what they believe to be Palestine. And if you look at it on the map, if you go look at the four corners that they describe it, it's basically the state of Israel. They just don't believe it should exist.
The comments come after Netanyahu rejected the idea for a Palestinian state once the conflict in Gaza is over.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.